I was asked to share why I'm a member of Eshore. Back in 2006, our kids were in middle school, and we were finding that we were not making friends with their friends' parents in the way that we had used to. "Just drop me off, Mom," was all we ever heard. We needed to make some new friends. A friend of mine, Caroline Hazley, invited me to participate in a class on Healthy Kids, Healthy Planet here at Eshore. And as I looked around the classroom, I realized that I agreed with everything that was written on the walls. When I suggested to my husband, Doug, that we check out Eshore as a church for ourselves and as a new source of friends, he was happy to give it a try. We quickly felt at home. And soon we were volunteering for various activities. I discovered that volunteering was the best way to get to know people and to make friends. We came to see the whole community of Eshore as our friends. What I didn't expect was the opportunity for spiritual growth. As I listened to sermons, participated in classes and events, got to know people and volunteered for projects, I found I was learning new skills and gaining an awareness of better ways to be in community. I found myself becoming more generous, more kind, more caring, and having a better understanding of the role and importance of mutual independence and love in our world. I want to share just one example of the spiritual growth that I've experienced. Some of you may know I love the mountains. And so when we saw a church auction item for backpacking, we decided to give it a try. The first time I went, I was determined to show how strong and capable I was. I insisted on putting my 30-pound pack on my back myself, which wasn't always easy and probably wasn't that safe. Now, several years after and many backpack trips later, I finally learned that it's so much easier to have someone else help me put my pack on and for me to help them put their packs on. Interdependence is so much more effective than rugged individualism. When I look at Eshore today, I see so much potential. I see opportunities for the church to help combat the epidemic of loneliness and disconnection that so many Americans in society are feeling. Partly through the society's focus on individualism rather than mutual independence. I see opportunities for us, to, especially youth and kids, to learn how to be together in community. And I see opportunities to appreciate nature and to heal our world through learning, growing, and working together. I can't imagine a better way to invest our time, talent, and treasure to support Eshore in fulfilling its true potential. Thank you.